is the General Overseas Service of the BBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, life with the Lion!
Oh, good. Barbara, do you want to play Canasta tonight?
Why don't we play Monopoly?
All right.
Now, look, instead of playing games, we should do something interesting with our spare time.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, will you please sit on the sofa? I want to polish that chair.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, look, as I was saying, we should all have a hobby, something constructive.
You mean like the doghouse you built?
No, wait a minute. There was nothing wrong with that doghouse. Now, was there?
No. Not if you're a lopsided dog.
So I made it for a dog with a high tail and a low head. Anyway, that's beside the point.
Mother, want me to dust the ornaments? Yes, please. You can start on that little fat cherub over there.
All right. Daddy, move over.
What was that?
I want to dust the little fat cherub behind you.
Oh, well, go ahead. I suppose it's all right if I sit in the corner.
No. I'm going to polish that chair next.
All right, then I'll go in the den.
Oh, you can't go in there. We're spring cleaning that next.
Oh, for Pete's sake, isn't there any room I can sit in?
Aye, there's one upstairs. Aggie.
Well, he'd be out of the way in the bedroom.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Nothing. Your father's been talking.
What's your problem, Pop?
I've been trying to tell them they'd be a lot happier if they took up a hobby. Oh, and Aggie, do you know what you can do?
Aye, you know what you can do.
Step aside and let me clean the mirror.
Oh, all right.
Mr. Lyon, since you're so interested in hobbies, why don't you find one for yourself?
Funny you should say that. This morning, I bought an electric guitar.
A what?
I knew this story had a sad ending.
So that's what you've been leading up to, you foxy old lion.
I didn't know you could play the guitar.
Oh, I can't, but it won't take me long. After all, I used to play the ukulele. Remember, Bibi?
I'll never forget it.
I was darn good, if I say it myself. I played a really hot black bottom.
Pop. Pop, what's your language?
Aye, I'll await you in the kitchen. Daddy, I'll bet you were a real cool cat.
He wouldn't know about that. In those days, a cool cat was one that got locked in the fridge.
Richard, wait until you see this guitar. It's a beauty.
How much did it set you back?
Well, as a matter of fact, I bought it from Doc Harrison for a third of its original price. And it's only a year old.
I can't understand why he wants to sell it.
He didn't. I really had to talk him into it. Doc isn't much of a businessman, you know.
I'll get it.
Hello, Richard.
Oh, hi, Doc. We were just talking about you.
Well, it's a good thing I'm here to protect myself. Hello, all.
Hello, Doc.
Ben, I brought your guitar over.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
Yes, I did. My wife made me.
You mean she wanted you to sell it?
Well, this sort of thing can get on one's nerves a little. You know how it is.
No, but I think we're going to. Oh, Pop, where are you? Hey, Pop, you're playing better.
Oh, I'm tuning it.
Oh, I see. Well, how are you coming along?
Oh, just great, son. Just listen to this. Darn it, I played it in the wrong key.
You did?
Yes, that was B flat.
It sure was.
Look, did you just come in here to criticize me?
No, I wanted to tell you I got a letter from the Lakeview Country Club. Did you get yours?
About the annual dinner dance?
Yes, it's next month.
I know. I've made a reservation.
Well, thanks. There'll only be two in my party.
Richard, you can buy tickets, you know.
Well, I know. But Angela's saving up for my trousseau.
Dr. Harrison and Mr. Vandermeer in the living room.
Vandermeer? Why did Doc have to drag that silly old goat in here?
What's the matter with him?
He's the most egotistical old windbag in the golf club.
I don't believe it.
Ma, he's so conceited, he sends his mother congratulations on his birthday.
Now, stop exaggerating. He seems like a very nice man.
You should be around him all day. You don't know what it's like talking to a conceited old fathead.
Oh, yes, I do.
Honey, next to Vandermeer, I'm a modest violet.
Well, you better not keep them waiting, Violet.
Oh, all right. I'll go and see what the old duffer wants. Oh, hi there, Doc.
Hello, Ben.
Oh, hello, Mr. Vandermeer.
Hello there.
Sit down, fellas.
We came to talk to you about the annual dance at the golf club.
We?
Mr. Vandermeer seems to think because I'm on the board, I run the club.
Lion, you probably don't realize it, but you've booked my table.
Since when was it your table?
Oh, come now. It's been mine for the past 3 years. Admittedly, it's by far the best in the room, so I can't actually blame you for wanting it. There are a great number of club members who'd like to get their hands on my seat.
I'd like to get my foot on it.
Did you say something, Lyle?
Mr. Vandermeer, I'm sure the club secretary can find a table that will suit you just as well. After all, who cares where they sit?
I do. Now, I don't want you to think I'm a snob.
Oh, no.
No.
But a man in my position can't just sit anywhere. Furthermore, my table is directly in front of the band. And naturally, the club members will insist on my doing my comedy magic act. I can't say I blame them. It's always the hit of the evening.
How very modest of you to say so.
Well, I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't. My conjuring tricks are sensational, and the jokes I tell, I love them.
Well, that's only natural. You grew up together.
Very amusing. Now, about the table, Lyle.
Mr. Vandermeer, I'm very sorry, but...
There's no need to apologize. You book another one, and there'll be no hard feelings.
Now, just a minute.
I'm sorry, I can't stay another second. I must be running along to my club. Goodbye. See you at the dinner dance.
Well, how do you like the nerve of that guy?
Of all the big-headed know-alls.
Where'd your friend go?
If you're talking about Hambone, he just left.
Is he going to do his comedy magic act again this year?
Comedy magic act? The funniest thing he ever pulled out of a hat was his head.
And they always say women are catty.
Well, he's not going to steal the limelight this year.
I'm afraid you can't stop him.
I could, if Helen would let me practice the guitar.
Doc, that's it. B.B., phone the best music school in London and tell them to send me their best guitar teacher.
Now, Ben, there's no need to get desperate.
Honey, I mean it. By the time I finish my guitar lessons, Mr. Vandermeer will be a very sorry man.
So will everybody else.
These strings, they're out of tune again. Oh, cows eat grass. Oh, cows eat grass. Oh, cows eat grass.
I think you should go away and let the cow play.
No such luck.
Barbara, answer that door before the guitar rings again.
Don't worry, Richard. I'm coming.
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon.
My name's Eugene Ellis. I've come to see the little boy.
I'm afraid you have the wrong address. There's no little boy here.
Oh, that's odd. I had a telephone call to say someone at this address wanted guitar lessons. I spoke to the lady myself.
Oh, you must be talking about my father.
Well, he has a most peculiar voice for a man.
No, our mother talked to you, but it's Pop who wants the lessons.
Well, I wouldn't know. The lady I spoke to was a Miss Spaniels.
Well, that's pretty close. Our name's Lyon. Now, come in. Let me take your coat.
Thank you. What on earth is that?
That's my father.
Good heavens, I've never heard such a cacophony.
I'll tell my father you're here.
Oh, Daddy!
What is it, honey?
Your music teacher's here.
Oh, Mr. Ellis, this is my father.
How do you do? Oh, hello, Mr. Ellis. I hope I haven't kept you waiting. Oh, that's quite all right. It gave me the opportunity of hearing you play.
Oh, well, thanks, but I can do much better than that. I was just playing to kill time.
Well, you certainly picked a powerful weapon.
That was quite funny.
Come on, Richard. We'd better let the maestro get on with the lesson.
Okay, we'll see you when the jam session is finished.
Well, Mr. Ellis, where shall we start?
At the beginning, unfortunately. I have some elementary music here. Is it all right if I prop it against this vase?
Oh, of course, but I'm afraid I can't read music.
Then I'll have to teach you.
Well, I really don't think it'll be necessary. You see, I play by ear.
You must hear some very strange noises.
Now, be serious, will you? All you have to do is play it over a few times, and I can play it by ear.
Mr. Lyon, we don't play the guitar with our ear. We learn it as we would a mathematical problem. After we've mastered it, we can then use our own interpretation.
Look, Mr. Ellis, if I learn it like everybody else, I may lose my individuality.
Well, we mustn't raise our hopes too high. Now, as you see, there are examples of different chords on this sheet of music. I'll play a simple passage utilizing these chords, and I want you to watch my fingers. Now you try it.
Oh, that seems simple enough. A one, a two.
Stop it.
Well, what's wrong?
I never thought anyone could produce such a diabolical din from six little strings.
Now, stop complaining. You should be thankful I'm not playing a harp.
I wish you were.
Mr. Ellis, instead of mumbling to yourself, I wish you'd tell me what was wrong.
Mr. Lyon, you're supposed to be strumming a guitar, not beating a carpet. And place your fingers firmly on the strings and keep your wrist loose.
But why didn't you say so? This time you're really going to hear something. A one, a two.
Stop!
Now what's wrong?
What's wrong, he says. Mr. Lyon, that noise you were making is an insult to the memory of all the pussycats who laid down their lives to become guitar players.
Now stop. Stop the melodramatics. Furthermore, these strings are made of steel.
I know. Honestly, Mr. Lyon, you've got me so upset I don't know what I'm saying. Now please, watch my fingers.
Oh, hello, Aunt Flory.
Where's that ghastly guitarist?
He's in the dining room with Mr. Ellis.
Oh! Honestly, I haven't heard a noise like that since I stripped the gears on my car.
Oh, Richard, the dining room door flew open again.
Well, you can't blame it.
Hurry up and close it.
It's a pleasure.
Hello, Florrie, dear.
Hello, Bebe, darling. You're going to have to do something about Ben and that diabolical guitar of his. It's driving us all crazy.
Well, how do you think I feel? He plays that darn thing in bed every night. What's more, last night he was dreaming about it.
Oh, darling, you're joking.
I'm not joking. At 3 o'clock this morning, he sat up in bed, plugged in the electric blanket, and tried to play Granada on my night strings.
Getting to be absurd. I and Jordan think anybody's had a good night's sleep since it started.
It hasn't bothered me.
Richard, you mean to say your bedroom is right next door and it doesn't bother you?
Nope, I'm sleeping in the garage.
Now, Bebe, if you don't speak to Ben about this, I will.
Now, Florrie, please. He wants his guitar playing to come as a complete surprise.
Surprise? How can he keep a noise like that a secret?
Well, we mean for the club dance. Pop's only doing all this to get even with Mr. Vandermeer.
Well, he doesn't have to take it out on us.
Florrie, it'll only be another 3 weeks.
Only?
Mrs. Lyon, I do think you could ask him to play in the den.
Well, yes, at least that's soundproof.
Well, Ma suggested that, but he said it would dampen his performance.
I'd like to drown it.
Oh, hello, Barbara.
Hello, Miss Marlborough.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, Richard, that guitar has already caused a tragedy in my house.
What do you mean?
Well, when he started playing this morning, a mouse ran out of its hole and deliberately threw itself into the mousetrap.
Barbara, you haven't any mice in your house?
I have for a joke like that.
Well, I think this has gone too far to be a joke.
So do the neighbors. They're beginning to give this family some pretty dirty looks.
I wouldn't be surprised if they set the house on fire.
Oh, come now, Richard.
Well, Ma, it's true. I tell you, the neighbors are revolting.
Oh, I don't know.
I think that little man at number 30 is rather cute.
I'm serious. Do you know some of the people around here have sent Pop threatening letters?
Oh, your father said there were only two, and they were crank letters.
Well, maybe so, but I got a nasty shock this morning. Do you remember that cuckoo clock Pop sent away to have repaired?
Well, what about it?
Well, when the post arrived, I heard a parcel ticking, and I thought it was a bomb, so I put it in a pail of water.
Oh, Richard, you didn't.
Yes, and now we've got the only cuckoo clock that comes out every hour and gargles.
Oh, dear, if you ask me, you and Miss Barbara are suffering from an overdose of imagination.
Mr. Lyon, please, I must go home now.
But we haven't finished the lesson.
We'll have to continue it tomorrow. Oh. My nerves are in such a shocking state, they're absolutely frazzled.
Oh, you poor man.
Thank you, Miss Spaniels. I hate to be so childish, but I just don't think I can take much more. After 6 days of listening to Mr. Lyon, I'm a wreck, I really am. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Forgive me for losing control, but I can't help it. It's horrible.
Mr. Ellis, I'm sure no one blames you. We all think it's a diabolical noise.
That's just the trouble. It's beginning to sound good to me. Oh, dear.
You know, I think he's upset.
Oh, shut up.
I heard that, you old bat.
And I meant you to. I've never listened to such horrible music in all my life.
What do you know about it? I'll bet you've never even owned a musical instrument.
You're wrong. When I belonged to the Women's Club Orchestra, I had a double bass.
You've still got it.
Go and pick up your fallen crotchet.
Now, tacit, you two.
I think a nice cup of tea will put you all in a better mood.
No tea for me, Aggie.
Darling, you must have your tea.
I haven't time. I have to practice another 3 hours.
How many?
Richard, are you deaf?
No, but I'm beginning to wish I were.
Hello, everyone. everybody.
Oh, hi, Doc. Oh, hello, Doc.
And where's the Lonnie Donegan of Holland Park?
He's in the den taking his 27th guitar lesson.
Doc, did you have a nice holiday?
It was really more of a rest cure. So Ben's still at it, is he?
You have no idea how he's improved.
Oh, there was plenty of room for improvement.
Yes, just wait till you hear him now. He plays simply beautifully.
I wouldn't call that beautiful.
That was the teacher.
Mr. Ellis, please give me that guitar. Now, this is the way you should play it.
That's Daddy.
Good heavens, he's great.
Mr. Lyon, I'll try to get it right next time.
All right. You can run along now. I think you've had enough lesson for one day.
Thank you. I'll be here tomorrow at the same time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It's really amazing, isn't it?
Fantastic. I can't get over it.
Oh, baby, honey, I'm starving. When are we having lunch?
In about an hour.
Hello, Ben.
Doc, how are you? I'm glad to see you.
And it's great to hear you. We are going to kill Vandermeer. Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, Doc, would you like some coffee?
No, thank you, Bebe. I've got to run along. I haven't unpacked yet. Oh. See you all later.
All right.
Bye.
Tell Helen we'll be over.
I will. Oh, Ben, have you told the club secretary you're doing your act tomorrow night?
Well, I telephoned her this morning, but she wasn't in, so I left word for her to phone me back.
Good. Oh, I'd love to have a picture of Vandermeer's face. Ho, ho!
Oh, Pop, Miss Cooper, the club secretary, is in the living room.
Well, I'll be darned. That's what I call service. Vandermeer probably wants to use my table for his fifth butler. Oh, hello, Miss Cooper.
Hello, Mr. Lyon.
Hey, you must be a mind reader. I left a message at the club for you to phone me.
I know, but I had something rather personal to talk to you about, so I thought I'd better come along and see you.
Oh, I'm glad you did. I have rather a nice surprise for you.
Good. I could do with one. Thanks to Mr. Vandermeer, I've had to switch everyone around.
I want to talk about the entertainment tomorrow night.
So do I. You're a close friend of Dr. Harrison's, aren't you?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Well, this is rather a delicate situation, and I feel it would be far better if you spoke to him about it.
About what, Miss Cooper?
Well, we had a party at the club last month, and Dr. Harrison played his guitar. He bored everyone to death. So I'd be so grateful if you'd drop him a little hint to leave his guitar at home.
Oh, well, I don't think you'll have to worry about that.
Oh, thank you. I knew you'd understand. Amateur musicians can be such a bore, can't they?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Do you know what I'd do if I were Mrs. Harrison?
No.
I'd make him sell that guitar to anyone who would be stupid enough to buy it.
He did.
Splendid. Now, what's your surprise?
Surprise? Oh, you see, I'd like to give a small cup for the next tournament.
That's extremely kind of you. Well, au revoir until tomorrow night.
Au revoir.
Oh, Ben, did you tell Miss Cooper about the guitar?
No, it wasn't necessary, honey.
Oh, well, come on, lunch is ready.
Oh, I'm not hungry. I think I'll go upstairs and lie down.
But you were starving 5 minutes ago. What have you been eating?
Humble pie.
That's funny. I don't remember Aggie cooking any humble.
Florrie, I'm worried about Ben.
So I gather. What's wrong with the old duffer this time?
Oh, we don't know. He's hardly said a word since yesterday afternoon.
Well, that makes a change.
Oh, please, Florrie. He's so upset about something. I can tell by the expression on his little nose.
Oh, darling, you're imagining things.
No, I'm not. When he's happy, it always crinkles up. And when he's terribly sad, it just lays there. But today his nose is sort of in between.
In between what?
The bags under his eyes.
Florrie, really? You wouldn't joke if you knew how depressed he was.
Well, if he's really serious, there must be a reason.
Pop wants the evening papers. Are they around?
Oh, that's all right, son. I'll get them.
Oh, they're here on the sofa, dear.
Thanks.
Hello, Ben.
Oh, hello, Florrie, dear.
Baby, I think I like him better this way. Florrie, shh.
Daddy, won't you tell us what's wrong?
Well, who said there was anything wrong?
Anyone home?
We're in the living room, Doc.
Hello, Doc. How's Helen?
Wonderful. And we are certainly looking forward to the club dinner tonight.
So are we.
Ben, I'll take your guitar in so Vandermeer won't get suspicious.
As a matter of fact, Doc, I was wondering if you'd mind taking my entire family under your wing tonight.
Don't tell me you're not going.
What?
I'm afraid I wouldn't be very good company. I've got a headache.
Oh, I'll give you something to fix that up.
Oh, thanks, but I, well, I've got some work to catch up on. If you'll all excuse me, I'm going in the den and look over some papers.
Whatever is the matter with him?
I've never seen him like this before. Imagine him not wanting to go to the club dance.
I wouldn't go if you paid me £50. And you know how I love money.
What's the matter with you?
I'll tell you what's the matter. Miss Cooper doesn't want Pop to play the guitar.
Oh, what? Did she say that?
Well, no, but Pop said she hinted real loud. When I was upstairs, I wormed it out of him.
She had a nerve.
Poor old Ben. Oh, he's really taking it hard.
Yes, when he went out, all his little chins were quivering.
You just wait till I see Miss Snooper. I'll tell her a thing or two.
Wait a minute. How can she say she doesn't want Daddy to play when she hasn't even heard him?
Barbara, you've got something there.
And I've got an idea, too. Does anybody want to hear it?
No, but we're desperate.
Go on, Barbara. Well, we'll have to plan it carefully. He's pretty smart, so we'll have to go about it.
Barbara, is everything all set?
Yes, Doc. Richard and I even checked the length of the telephone cord, and it's long enough to reach to the den door.
Oh, good. I'm glad the operator didn't do it after all.
Do what, Ma?
Well, the other day I decided the phone cord was too long, so I rang the operator and asked her to pull it back at her end.
Oh, darling, really? Doc, you better call Ben.
Right. Now, let's go.
Oh, Ben.
What do you want?
Come in the living room a moment.
Now, look, there's no use arguing. I don't intend to go to the dinner dance, and that's final.
Well, we're not asking you to go, but we all feel we've been cheated.
What do you mean?
Well, darling, we've been waiting a month for this big moment, and we want to hear you play.
Oh, don't be silly.
Oh, Ben, if you don't play, we won't go to the club.
Please, Daddy.
Oh, you don't want to hear it, do you?
Please, Pop.
All right. Richard, get my guitar from the den.
No, play it in there, Ben. The acoustics are better.
Hey, maybe you're right.
I'll plug in the amplifier.
Good. Come on, BB.
All right, come here.
Wait for me. Quick, Barbara. Start dialing.
Right.
Oh, Ben, here's your guitar, dear.
Would you like to hear Granada?
Oh, Ben. Oh,
yes.
Oh,
yes. Yes.
Good, because it's the only tune I know.
Lakeview Golf Club. Miss Cooper speaking.
Oh, this is Barbara Lyon. I'm afraid I'll have to cancel our reservations for tonight.
But why?
We'd rather stay home and listen to my father. He's rehearsing a tune he's playing on the radio tomorrow night.
Really?
Yes. Would you like to listen to it?
I can hear it now.
Oh, good. Hello, Miss Cooper? Well, what do you think?
Your father plays divinely.
Yes, doesn't he?
Could I speak to him, please? I want to ask him if he'll play for us at the club tonight.
Oh, well, could you hang up and call right back?
Pardon?
He doesn't like us to arrange things for him.
All right, I'll do that. Bye
good.
For now.
Goodbye.
Oh, terrific, Bob.
Wasn't that wonderful, Florrie?
It was divine.
Well, I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, we certainly did. It's not every day we get a chance to hear a great musician.
Oh, honey, there's no need to exaggerate.
Well, maybe you're not as great as Mendelssohn and Beethoven, but then you haven't been dead as long as they have.
Well, thanks, dear.
Hey, Mrs. Lyon, I'm back. Could I see you a minute?
Oh, of course, Aggie. What is it?
Oh, Pop, answer the phone. It's for you.
Well, how does he know it's for me? But I'll answer it anyway. Hello?
Mr. Lyon, this is Miss Cooper.
Oh, hello.
Will you be an angel and come to the club and play your guitar for us?
I don't know if that's possible.
Please, Mr. Lyon. Mr. Vandermeer and his magic act will bore everyone to tears. Please. You'll save my life.
Well, since you put it that way, I'll do it.
Bless you. Bye.
Goodbye.
Come on, let's get dressed, everybody. We're going to the club dance.
Something changed your mind?
Yes, yes. You know, there's only one thing that puzzles me. How did Miss Cooper find out I could play the guitar?
Oh, who cares? Come on, let's get ready.
Did I miss anything?
Yes, B.B., everything.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but I was talking to Aggie. Guess what she has for a hobby?
We give up.
All right. Come on, Aggie.